Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning, everyone. Do you have your coffee this morning? Because we're drinking coffee with Jesus today because, you know, Hebrews, get it? We're in the book of Hebrews this morning. I will be reading from the NIV, the New International Version, this morning, and we're in Hebrews 1, but let's open up in a word of prayer. Oh, good morning, Jesus. We thank you so much for your word and the power of your word. We thank you so much for the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you so much for the Father, creation, all of your amazing things where we get to see your power, your awesome power. So Lord, this morning, would you open our eyes and our ears and our hearts to what you would have to say to us today, to empower us to move forward in your perfect plan for today. Fill us up with your Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you would bring revelation, that you would use your words from the Bible and my words that you put on my heart, and just fill us up with you today. We want you today. So Lord, we're so blessed to pray all these things in your mighty name. Amen. Once again, I will be reading from the NIV in Hebrews 1. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have become your father"? Or again, "I will be his father and he will be my son"? And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." In speaking of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels spirits and his servants flames of fire." But about his Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy." He also says, "In the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe, like a garment. They will be changed, but you remain the same, and your years will never end." To which of the angels did God ever say, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? That ends the reading of the word of the Lord in Hebrews 1. Whew, amen. A powerful word. And just think of the name of the book, Hebrews. The name of the book indicates to whom this book was originally written, the Hebrew Christians, the Jews who converted to become Christ followers. We refer to them today as Messianic Jews. During this time, the Messianic Jews had a tendency to fall back into legalism because they grew up with the Jewish traditions, the Jewish laws, history, and teachings, and they had to learn new ways, including a new mindset as to who Jesus was and his superiority. Pastor Gary Hamrick shares that the Jewish Christians had to transition from law to grace, sacrifices to the sacrifice, multiple lambs to the lamb, from religious systems to a savior, from traditions to relationship. A note in my Life Application Bible reads, "The relationship of Christianity to Judaism was a critical issue in the early church." The author clears up confusion by carefully explaining how Christ is superior to angels, Moses, and high priests. The new covenant is shown to be far superior to the old. This can be of great encouragement to us today and to help us avoid drifting away from our faith in Christ. Many of us can relate to what the Jewish people were going through that converted to Christianity, depending on what our background was before we became saved. As we dive into Hebrews 1, be thinking, what traditions do I have? What messages do I listen to and believe? What idols do I worship that I need to submit to Jesus and give him the supremacy he deserves? The writer of the book of Hebrews is unknown, even though many scholars agree that Paul wrote it. But it really doesn't matter, because the true author of Scripture is the Holy Spirit, who is superior to any author, even Paul. Verse 1 reveals the amazing miracle that God speaks to us. The creator of the universe loves us so much that he has desired and continues to desire communication with us. Hebrews 1, 2 through 2a reads, "In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son." During this Lenten season, how has God been speaking to you? Whether you acknowledge it or not, God is speaking to you through the Holy Spirit, through his word, through his creation, through your brothers and sisters in Christ, through Pastor Brendan's sermon on Sunday, through your connect groups, through your trials and tribulations, through your answered prayers, through visions, through dreams. The list is endless. God is speaking to you. We need to pray to open up our ears to hear him and to have a supernatural desire to want to listen to him. If he can speak through a burning bush, a basket of fruit, a donkey, angels, and more in the Bible, he can speak to you. And I want to ask you the question, do you believe that? If not, once again, ask God for a supernatural desire to hear his voice and the ability to hear him. Verse 2 includes, "But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, Jesus." The author of Hebrews is declaring Jesus as the Son of God, and that he is better than the prophets. And while the prophets were good, hear me again, the prophets were good and gave a message from God, Jesus is the message. The prophets spoke the word of God, and Jesus is the word of God. That must have been shocking to the Jewish converts. And then for the verse to continue, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. He's the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. Another note in my Life Application Bible declares, not only is Jesus the exact representation of God, but he is God himself. Now, this is a note from me, not my Bible. If you want to know what Jesus is like, look to, study, fall in love, follow, obey Jesus, because Jesus is the radiance of God's glory. And God's glory, which is translated from Shekinah, means divine presence. He's with us. We just need to turn to him and seek him and continue to ask for his presence to minister to us. This note in my Bible continues. Not only is Jesus the exact representation of God, but he is God himself. The very God who spoke in Old Testament times. He is eternal. He worked with the Father in creating the world. John 1:3 and Colossians 1:16 support this bold statement that Jesus partnered with creation. They say, through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. And for in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. My question to you this morning, have you viewed Jesus as the creator? I know I usually identify God the Father as the creator. But during this Lenten Easter season, he's deepening my understanding of him. So I challenge all of us, myself included, to ask the Lord to expand our understanding of who Jesus is, your Savior who went to the cross for you. The note continues. The book of Hebrews links God's saving power with his creative power. In other words, the power that brought the universe into being and keeps it operating is the very power that removes our sins, provides purification for our sins. How mistaken we would be to ever think that God couldn't forgive us. No sin is too big for the ruler of the universe to handle. He can and will forgive us when we come to him through his son. That Jesus sat down means that the work was complete. Christ's sacrifice was final. That is the Easter message and celebration that we are being reminded of during this season. Then verse 4 completes the introductory section of Hebrews 1 with, so he, Jesus, became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. In the book of Hebrews, the word better is used 11 times. The word superior is used 4 times, and the word greater is written 7 times. The writer wants to establish that Jesus is superior, greater, the better than any option. Don't settle for the old way, even though it was good. Good is the enemy of best. Let me say that again. Good is the enemy of best. Angels are good, but Jesus is better. An angel is a spiritual being, a messenger from God. Imagine, I try to think of this sometime. Imagine being visited by an angel like Mary or Joseph, the shepherds, Daniel, Peter, Moses, or Abraham. I can only imagine what all they must have felt and how supernaturally spectacular the visitation was when the angels brought them their messages. But they are not meant to be worshiped, and Jesus, once again, is better. The author of Hebrews enters the courtroom to plead his case that Jesus, the Son of God, is superior to angels. During New Testament times, angels were revered and worshiped. Some false teachers even said God could only be approached through angels. Some even believed that Jesus himself was the highest angel of all. Even today, some religions believe that Jesus was Michael the Archangel before his incarnation, or, which is kind of mind-blowing, Lucifer's spirit brother. He was the older angel brother to Lucifer. People still believe that today. But verses 5 to the end of the chapter provide the evidence the author believes to prove that Jesus supersedes angels, as God never said any of the following to angels, only he said it to Jesus. Verse 5, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." This verse is from Psalm 2:7, a psalm written to celebrate the coronation of an Israelite king, but also written for the coronation of Christ, the eternal king. Jesus is God's firstborn son. And in Jewish families, this was the place of highest privilege, and this title would have resonated with the Jewish Christians. The verses that follow are also verses from the Old Testament that the Jewish Christians would be familiar with, which God only said once again to his son, Jesus, not to angels. 2 Samuel 7:14, "I will be his father and he will be my son." Deuteronomy 32:43, "Let all angels worship him." Psalm 104:4, "He makes his angels winds, his servants flames of fire." The angels are servants to Jesus. Psalm 45:6-7, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever, and righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy." Psalm 45 is a poem to the king, possibly to King Solomon for his wedding, but it's also seen as prophecy about Christ and his bride, the church. That's you and me. That's us. We're the bride. Christ, we're the bride of Christ. Christ is Greek for the anointed one, and Messiah, Hebrew, for the anointed one. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is the superior anointed king. So I have a visual aid today. This is the oil of joy. It's an anointing oil. And when we anoint at Fusion, we always say at in the worship center, when we're praying with someone, or during freedom, or in your connect groups, when we anoint, we say, there's no special power in this oil, but it's symbolic for the power of the Holy Spirit. And we anoint. Do we anoint in the name of a friend? Do we anoint in the name of an angel? No. We anoint in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, the superior names that have the power. And just going back to that verse, when we talk about that, "Therefore, your God has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. So this anointing is representation of the superiority of Jesus as the King. So we continue with these verses that God is only saying to his Son, and he's never said them to the angel. And verses 10 through 12 are taken from Psalm 102, 25 to 27, which also shows that Jesus was present at the creation of the world, and therefore his authority was and is established. And despite changes in culture and the world, Christ the Messiah will not change. Not only will he not change, he is eternal. The author of Hebrews takes a pause from presenting his case to prove that Jesus is the best, is better, is superior to the angels with verse 14, reminding the readers who, in fact, the angels are. They are ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation. That would be us. And pointing to the source of our salvation, Jesus. So, what do you say today? What do I say today? Who is superior, angels or Jesus? Remember, angels are messengers. And today, I haven't had the privilege yet. Who knows, maybe one day, but I haven't had the privilege yet to be visited by an angel. But I certainly get messages all day long from different sources, including Jesus, including his word, including the Holy Spirit. So I have to ask myself, what good? Remember, good is the enemy of best sometimes if it's replacing the superiority of Jesus. What good and exciting messages am I receiving, and from where and whom? What good and exciting messages are you receiving, and from where and whom? Do they take a higher position than Jesus? And I had to think to myself, where do I get my messages? Entertainment, the news? Some of them are good, not many, but some of them are good, but Jesus is better. Social media, some of those messages are good, but Jesus is better. Family and friends, Jesus is better. My brothers and sisters in Christ, who many times bring me awesome messages of encouragement, they point me to Jesus. But I have to remember, Jesus is better. Religion or relationship? I came from a church where it was very loving. It was an awesome social institution, and it introduced me to the Bible. But they never said Jesus was better. They never encouraged me to sit in his word and to study it and to seek the Lord in every aspect of my life. So my upbringing in my church, it was good, but Jesus is better. I have to remind myself of that each day because I am bombarded with messages of this culture and this time period. And even though Jesus was over 2,000 years ago on earth, he's still here today. He's still an option to say he's better. And I say to myself, I do not want to start my day without spending some, for me, and it kind of goes on all day because I need him all day long, but because Jesus is the better option, I wake up in the morning and I say, good morning, God, help me to choose you. Help me to choose the better option. One of the best sermons I ever heard was many years ago before I started attending Fusion. And the main message was, say no to the good and yes to the best. There are a lot of good things out there, Believe you me. And sometimes I get too consumed with those good things. How can I say no to, going on a mission trip to the Dominican Republic? That is so good. How can I say no to ministering to a friend who's in need? Because that's so good. But I tend to fall into that category of having too much on my plate, and God doesn't want me so overwhelmed. So I need to seek him and say, Lord, what's good here, but what's the best? The best is operating in his perfect will, listening to his voice. Because remember in verse one, we were reminded how he loves to communicate with us, communicate with him to seek what is the best for me today. So I want to say that Jesus is superior to any idol you may have, even if we would consider that idol to be good, or anything that this fallen world has to offer. Allow Jesus to anoint you today with revelation from Hebrews, especially during this Lenten season, to be reminded that he is God's only son. He is creator. He wants to communicate with us. He's superior to angels. He's divine. He's the source of our salvation. He's the anointed one, and he is eternal. Say no to the good and yes to the best, who has the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. So I want to take a second, and I have my anointing oil, and I wish you were all with me here at my home as I would pass this vial of anointing oil around so that we could anoint each other. To be empowered with this symbolically. Remember, this is just symbolically. So I really felt like we could kind of do that symbolically. So I wanted to take this opportunity to symbolically anoint each and one of you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when we anoint people either on the forehead or on their hand. Many times I've anointed my home. I've anointed different, when we're traveling long distances, anointed our car. Remember, it's just symbolic of the power of the Holy Spirit to choose the best, to choose the superior option. I'm a pretty good driver, but Jesus is better. I have a pretty good home. It's lovely. But Jesus is better. I have a pretty good schedule today, but Jesus is better. I want to anoint everything. So today, not me, but the Holy Spirit says that he wants to anoint you in the superior name of Jesus, the superior name of Father, and the superior name of the Holy Spirit, to be reminded to choose the best. To choose Jesus because he's God's only son. To choose Jesus because he is the creator. As you go outside today and see beautiful creation anywhere, the trees, the gorgeous flowers that are blooming right now, the birds that are chirping away because it's springtime, be reminded that Jesus created that. Be reminded that he wants to communicate with us. May the power of the Holy Spirit speak to you today. May you be anointed to recognize that he, in fact, is superior to angels. You know, there's a big thing right now, these angel numbers. But be reminded that Jesus, if there's any good in any of that, it comes from Jesus. It's not the numbers. It's not the angels. It's the goodness of Jesus. Be reminded that he's divine. He is God. That's why he's superior. Be reminded by the anointing and revelatory power of the Holy Spirit during this Lenten season that he is the source of our salvation. That even though we're being symbolically anointed, he is the anointed one, the king, and that he is eternal. This earth is good. There's so many good things in it, even though we're in this fallen world. But guess what? Eternity is better. I am always reminded of that awesome acronym from Pastor Brendan, LIFE, living intentionally for eternity. That's living intentionally for the eternal King. Be reminded of the superiority whenever you're having a bad day or things aren't going well. Be reminded that the best is yet to come, but we can choose the better here on earth. So may this revelation that the Holy Spirit has written for us in Hebrews 1 prepare you to not only step out today in power and in goodness, but prepare you to fully celebrate and receive the message of salvation that we celebrate and remember during this Lenten and Easter season. We want to choose the best, and the best is Jesus, who went to the cross for us. So let's close in a word of prayer and be prepared for what the Lord has for us today. Let us pray. Oh, Jesus, thank you that you are the best. Thank you that you are better than anything that this world has to offer. Thank you that you are superior. You are number one. We're just in awe, Lord, that you actually want to communicate with us. So, Lord, we receive that awesome gift of your communication, of your superiority, of your cleansing power, Lord. Lord, fill us up with you today. Continue to give us a fresh anointing all day long to have this supernatural ability to choose you over the good. Lord, we thank you that you're the best and that we can pray all of these things in the superior and beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. Have a blessed day, everyone. Continue to enjoy this Lenten season.